George Nixon, 210-25, 9-17-68, 56-year-old gentleman, comes in today after he sustained a burn to the right big toe about 2 weeks ago. He had a blister for a week, then the blister popped, in quotation, and now there's redness, heat, there's evidence of lymphangitis from the great toe to the ankle and the leg. He's not running a fever, but he's a diabetic. His last A1C was around 7.5. Today's blood sugar was 101. Medications reviewed. COVID immunization, none, allergy, none, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes. Social, occasionally drinks, doesn't smoke. He works for a company that stores chemicals 70 to 100,000 feet below ground level. Surgery, cholecystectomy, neck surgery, back surgery, knee surgery, kidney stone surgery, allergy, none, family history, breast cancer, kidney cancer. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He's slightly tachycardic at 96, one blood pressure 157 over 90, pulse 18, respirations 18, temperature 98.2, O2 side 97%, heart positive, home positive, two lungs, your bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. There's evidence of ulceration, lateral right, medial right great toe, with evidence of foot involvement, redness, heat involving the right foot, lymphangitis going from the toe to the ankle. There's positive pulses present, neurological non-focal. Assessment, cellulitis right foot, cellulitis right great toe, diabetes out of control. Patient is to go to the emergency room at St. Luke's in the Woodlands to be admitted for IV antibiotics, culture, CBC, CMP, Doppler study, and further testing. Patient understands that not doing that can cause him to either die or lose his legs. He also tells me that a few years ago he had a spider bite that he let go and he almost did lose his leg. So he's very careful about taking care of things, even though he had let this thing go for the past 2 weeks. Nevertheless, he's going to the St. Luke's Woodlands Emergency Room right away. Thank you.